It all started here. Not in Sochi, but in Beijing, at the Summer Olympics of 2008. Concerns about the high levels of air pollution were a major storyline of the Games. That created the opportunity for OSU chemistry professor Stacy Simonich to begin doing air testing in China.
The first paper my laboratory published on the air quality and the particulate matter in Beijing before, during, after the Olympics was a little controversial.
Despite this, Simonich was able to continue work in the country, figuring out the chemical fingerprint of the air pollution and using that information a bit closer to home. Wind on Mount Bachelor near Bend. Simonich has an air monitoring station at the top where she is able to detect if air pollution in China is making its way across the Pacific Ocean to Oregon. Short answer, it is.
Some of the compounds that we found that were transported were polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons.
Or PAHs. Quick science lesson. That's the name for a group of chemical compounds. Many are classified as carcinogenic and mutagenic by the Environmental Protection Agency. They've been shown to cause things like tumors and birth defects in lab mice, and a growing body of research suggests serious ill effects on humans as well, including cancer. So they're regulated by the government. PAHs are naturally occurring and happen whenever organic material is burned.
Anytime there was a forest fire or a prairie fire or even to some degree maybe volcanic eruptions, if there's carbon present, all of those, you know, for eons, since the start of the advent of fire, there's been PAHs.
Of course, since humans started burning fossil fuels like coal and oil, the amount of PAHs in the atmosphere has dramatically increased. And PAHs are even being produced at home.
On the barbecue. When meat, and in particular fat, is charred on the grill, like I'm doing right now, PAHs are produced. So I'm breathing in all kinds of PAHs right now. It smells good, but overall, not really a pleasant thought.
The greatest route of human exposure to PAHs and nitro-PAHs is diet. We tend to think a lot about particles in air, and that is important in our lungs, but the largest dose of our exposure is via diet.
Wait, does that mean I should put down my tongs right now?
No. I'm a firm believer in everything in moderation.
Through air monitoring in Oregon, Simonich found high concentrations of PAHs riding on the backs of particulate matter coming over from Asia.
And the fact that they're on very fine particles, less than 2.5 microns, means they can be stuck in the lungs once you breathe them in. And then we started to think, well, other pollutants are also transported in this mix. Could there be chemistry happening in Asia, reactions that are occurring either there or in transit across the Pacific Ocean that may be modifying them chemically?
The other pollutant is the highly reactive nitrogen dioxide, commonly found in car exhaust. With computer modeling, the scientists predicted that the nitrogen dioxide and the PAHs would combine. Then, in a lab, they recreated atmospheric conditions where both chemicals were present and tested the samples.
One sample working on it continuously could take a week or so between having the sample and extracting it, purifying it.
400 to 500 samples later, the predictions were correct. The OSU team found 14 never-before-detected compounds collectively called high molecular weight nitro-PAHs. But they didn't stop there. Back at the lab at Oregon State, they asked another question. How likely are these new compounds to cause mutations to genetic material? Using further tests, they found that the nitro-PAHs are up to 467 times more mutagenic than the original PAHs on their own. So, to give you a picture of this, imagine PAHs are tiny piranha swimming out there in the air. If you encounter enough of them, you may begin to sustain long-term damage. Now imagine some of the piranhas are carrying chainsaws. Those are the nitro-PAHs, and the combined potential for damage is much greater. But currently, those chainsaw-wielding piranhas have only been detected in the lab at Oregon State.
And so our next step now is to go into air samples from Beijing and air samples from Mount Bachelor and various different diesel exhaust and maybe even grilled meats and start to look in those different parts of the environment to see where these chemicals might be. And the truth is, no one's ever looked for them before.
That's because prior to the discovery of Semenich and her team, no one even knew they existed. For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns.